Okay, so we're diving into how to advocate for using AI and digital public infrastructure, or DPI, in your community.
Especially as the focus on DEI, federally mandated DEI initiatives, seems to
Yeah,
be shifting.
exactly. And it's fascinating how you're aiming to harness the potential of these technologies to benefit everyone, kind of like a tech-powered approach to inclusivity. And the sources you've shared are perfect for this deep dive. We've got articles about digital public goods, reports on these innovative projects like India's ONDC, and even a sneak peek into a talk by Shweta Rao, who's doing groundbreaking work in this area.
Absolutely. And these sources highlight a crucial point. While DEI programs have their merits, they haven't always led to lasting systemic change, particularly in economic empowerment. DPI and AI offer a potentially different path towards similar goals, especially when it comes to boosting local economies.
So instead of top-down mandates, we're exploring bottom-up empowerment through tech. That's a
Savvy.
really interesting shift.
And the potential is huge. We're talking about creating systems that could benefit everyone, regardless of background or location. Think of it as a way to level the playing field and unleash economic potential.
Leveling the playing field. I like that. Now, to understand this better, let's start with the foundation. Digital public goods. What are they and how do they fit into this vision?
Digital public goods, or DPGs, are essentially open source tools that are designed to be adaptable and scalable to address various needs. Think of them as building blocks for a more inclusive digital world.
So adaptable and scalable, that makes sense. But can you give me some real-world examples of DPGs in action?
Absolutely. One impressive example is MOSIP, the modular open source identity platform in India, over 1.3 billion people. That's more than the entire population of Europe use this for digital ID. This opens doors to financial services and opportunities for those who may have been excluded before.
1.3 billion users. That's incredible. And you're saying this is all thanks to an open source platform.
Precisely. And the impact goes beyond just identity. There's also DHIS2, the district health information system used in over 70 countries for managing health data. Imagine the potential for better healthcare, especially in areas with limited resources.
That's amazing. It sounds like DPGs can really make a difference in people's lives. But how do these individual tools connect to the bigger picture of DPI?
Think of DPI as the underlying infrastructure that allows DPGs to flourish. It's like building roads and bridges for the digital world. Things like public broadband internet and robust data networks.
So DPI is like creating the foundation for a thriving digital ecosystem where DPGs can be deployed and utilized effectively.
And just like good infrastructure in the physical world, DPI can level the playing field for businesses, especially smaller ones. Imagine a small business in a rural area suddenly having access to high-speed internet and all the tools and markets that come with it.
That's a game changer, especially for communities that have been traditionally underserved.
Great.
It sounds like DPI can bridge the digital divide and create opportunities where they didn't exist before.
You hit the nail on the head. Lower costs for essential services, access to wider markets, new avenues for job creation. These are all potential benefits of a robust DPI, especially for those who need it most.
This is all starting to paint a really exciting picture. Now, speaking of exciting developments, let's talk about India's Open Network for Digital Commerce, or ONDC.
Absolutely.
From the sources you shared, it seems like a perfect example of DPI in action.
ONDC is a fascinating case study because it tackles a significant challenge, breaking down the silos in e-commerce. Unlike traditional platforms dominated by a few giants, ONDC allows buyers and sellers to transact across various applications.
So instead of being locked into a single platform, you can have a more open and inclusive marketplace where small businesses can truly compete.
Precisely. And the scale is already impressive. Over 1 million sellers are connected to shoppers in more than 600 cities across India. It's a clear demonstration of how DPI can empower small businesses and create a more level playing field in the digital economy.
It's inspiring to see this happening on such a large scale. But let's bring it back to our listener's goal. How can this success story be translated into action at the local level?
That's where the real work begins. Translating these grand visions into tangible local action. The key is to connect the dots between the potential of DPI and the specific needs and opportunities within your community.
So it's about taking these big ideas and tailoring them to fit the local context.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But where do we even start?
A good starting point is identifying those key stakeholders, local government officials, community leaders,
Okay.
business owners. These are the people who can champion this vision and help turn it into reality.
So it's about building a coalition of the willing, those who see the potential of DPI and are eager to explore how it can benefit their community.
Exactly. And the beauty is the benefits resonate across different sectors. We're talking about economic growth, job creation, improved access to services. These are all things that can bring people together.
Right, it's not just about tech for tech's sake. It's about using these tools to solve real-world problems and improve people's lives.
Precisely. And that's where the advocacy comes in, making the case for DPI in a way that resonates with local stakeholders. Sharing success stories like ONDC is a great way to demonstrate that this isn't just theory, it's happening and it's making a difference.
So showing, not just telling how DPI can transform communities, that's a powerful message. But what about the role of AI in all this? We've talked a lot about DPI, but AI seems like another key piece of the puzzle.
You're absolutely right. AI is a crucial component, especially when it comes to tailoring solutions to specific community needs. Think of it as the intelligence layer on top of the DPI infrastructure.
So DPI provides the foundation, and AI adds the smarts to make it truly effective. But how exactly can AI be used to promote inclusive economic growth at the local level?
Imagine using AI to analyze local economic data and identify areas with untapped potential, or developing AI-powered tools that help small businesses optimize their operations and reach new markets. The possibilities are endless.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about the potential downsides of AI? We often hear about bias and job displacement. How do we ensure that AI is used ethically and responsibly, especially in a community context?
That's a crucial consideration. It's essential to approach AI development with a focus on fairness, transparency, and accountability.
Okay.
For instance, when using AI to analyze data, we need to be mindful of potential biases in the data itself and ensure the algorithms are designed to promote equitable outcomes.
So it's not just about the technology itself, but also the values and principles that guide its development and deployment.
Exactly. And this is where community involvement becomes even more important. Having diverse voices at the table, ensuring local needs and concerns are addressed, and fostering open dialogue about the ethical implications of AI, these are all critical steps in building trust and ensuring responsible AI implementation.
That makes a lot of sense. It's about ensuring that AI serves the community, not the other way around. Now, you mentioned Shweta Rao earlier. Her work seems highly relevant to this discussion. Can you tell us more about her insights?
Shweta Rao is a true visionary in this space. Her work on ONDC in India highlights the power of open and inclusive digital platforms. One of her key points is that DPI and AI shouldn't be seen as replacements for human connection and community building.
So it's not about technology taking over, but rather about using it to empower communities and strengthen social connections.
Exactly. Technology should be a tool for bringing people together, not isolating them. And that's a crucial message to convey when advocating for DPI and AI at the local level.
That's a really important point. It's about using these tools to enhance, not replace, the human element. But let's get practical. What are some concrete steps our listener can take to start advocating for DPI and AI in their community?
The first step is to do your homework. Understand the basics of DPI and AI, explore successful case studies like ONDC, and familiarize yourself with the potential benefits and challenges specific to your community.
So knowledge is power. But what comes after the research phase?
Once you have a good grasp of the concepts, start reaching out to those key stakeholders we talked about earlier, local officials, community leaders, business owners. Share your knowledge, enthusiasm, and vision for how DPI and AI can transform your community.
So it's about being an informed advocate, sparking conversations and planting seeds of possibility.
Precisely. Don't be afraid to ask questions, challenge assumptions, and think outside the box. Remember, this is about co-creating the future, not dictating solutions.
That's encouraging to hear. It's about empowering people to take ownership and become active participants in shaping their digital future. But what about funding? These initiatives likely require resources. How can communities secure the necessary funding to make their DPI and AI visions a reality?
That's a great question. Securing funding is often a hurdle, but there are several avenues to explore. One option is to leverage existing government programs and grants focused on digital inclusion and economic development.
So tapping into resources that are already available but perhaps not being fully utilized.
Exactly. Another strategy is to explore partnerships with private sector companies that have a vested interest in supporting local communities and fostering innovation.
So building bridges between the tech world and the community, finding common ground and mutual benefits.
Precisely. And don't forget the power of crowdfunding and community fundraising initiatives. These can be effective ways to demonstrate local support and generate initial seed funding.
It's about tapping into the collective energy and resources within the community to get things moving.
Exactly. And remember, securing funding is often an iterative process. It might start with small-scale projects that demonstrate the value and impact of DPI and AI, which can then pave the way for larger investments.
So starting small, proving the concept, and then scaling up based on demonstrable results. That makes a lot of sense. But beyond funding, are there any other potential roadblocks or challenges that communities should be prepared to address?
One common challenge is navigating the complex landscape of regulations and policies surrounding data privacy and security. These are crucial considerations, especially when dealing with sensitive community data.
So it's about striking a balance between innovation and responsibility, ensuring that data is used ethically and securely.
Absolutely. And this is where collaboration with legal experts and data privacy advocates becomes crucial. Another potential challenge is ensuring that the benefits of DPI and AI are distributed equitably and don't exacerbate existing inequalities.
So making sure that everyone benefits, not just a select few.
Right.
That's a critical point. How can communities ensure that these initiatives truly reach those who need them most?
That's where the importance of community engagement and participatory design comes in. It's about involving those who are often marginalized or overlooked in the decision-making process, ensuring their voices are heard and their needs are addressed.
So it's not just about building tech solutions. It's about building trust, fostering inclusion, and empowering communities to shape their own digital destinies.
You hit the nail on the head. Technology is just a tool. It's the human element, the values, and the collaborative spirit that truly determine its impact. And that's a powerful message to carry forward as we advocate for DPI and AI in our communities.
This has been an incredibly insightful conversation. We've covered a lot of ground, from the basics of DPI and AI to practical strategies for advocating for their responsible use. But there's one more aspect I want to touch on before we wrap up the role of education and digital literacy in all of this. You've touched on a critical point, education and digital literacy. How do these fit into the bigger picture of empowering communities through DPI and AI?
It's all about making sure that everyone has the skills and knowledge they need to really participate in and benefit from this, you know, rapidly evolving digital landscape. Imagine a community where even the smallest businesses can leverage AI tools to streamline operations or access global markets. That requires a foundational level of digital literacy.
So it's about equipping people with the tools they need to navigate and thrive in this new world.
Mm.
But how do we achieve that widespread digital literacy, especially in communities that have been historically underserved?
It requires a multi-pronged approach.
Okay.
We need to invest in digital skills training programs targeted at various demographics, from school children to senior citizens, from small business owners to aspiring entrepreneurs. Libraries can play a crucial role as community hubs for digital literacy, offering workshops and providing access to resources.
That makes sense. It's about making digital literacy accessible and relevant to everyone, regardless of their background or aspirations. But beyond basic skills, what about fostering a deeper understanding of AI and its implications? That seems crucial for ensuring responsible development and use.
Absolutely. We need to demystify AI and make it less of a black box. This involves integrating AI education into school curricula, promoting public awareness campaigns that explain AI concepts in simple terms, and creating spaces for open dialogue about the ethical considerations surrounding AI.
This is about empowering people to understand not just how to use AI, but also how it works, its potential impact on society, and the importance of ethical considerations. That's a powerful combination.
Precisely. And it's not just about formal education. We can leverage the power of storytelling and popular media to showcase the positive applications of AI in ways that are engaging and relatable. Imagine documentaries that highlight how AI is being used to address local challenges or fictional narratives that explore the human impact of AI in a thoughtful and nuanced way.
That's a great point. It's about making AI less intimidating and more accessible to the general public, sparking curiosity and encouraging people to see its potential for good. But with all this talk about potential, let's not forget the challenges. Are there any roadblocks or concerns that we need to be mindful of as we push for wider adoption of DPI and AI?
Of course. One major concern is the digital divide. We need to ensure equitable access to technology and digital resources, particularly in rural areas and underserved communities. Investing in broadband infrastructure and making devices more affordable are crucial steps.
So bridging the digital divide is a fundamental prerequisite for ensuring that everyone can benefit from DPI and AI.
Absolutely. Another challenge is cybersecurity. As our reliance on digital systems grows, so too do the risks of cyber attacks. We need robust security measures in place to protect sensitive data and critical infrastructure.
That's a crucial point. It's about building trust and confidence in these digital systems, ensuring that people feel safe and secure in using them. But beyond the technical challenges, what about the potential societal impact of AI? There are concerns about job displacement and algorithmic bias. How do we address these concerns and ensure that AI is used ethically and responsibly?
These are complex issues that require careful consideration and ongoing dialogue. When it comes to job displacement, we need to focus on retraining and upskilling programs that prepare people for the jobs of the future. AI can also be used to create new job opportunities in areas like data analysis and AI development.
So it's about adapting to the changing job market, leveraging AI to create new opportunities, and supporting workers through the transition. But what about algorithmic bias? How do we ensure that AI systems are fair and unbiased, especially when they're being used to make decisions that impact people's lives?
Transparency and accountability are key. We need to understand how AI systems work, the data they're trained on, and the potential biases they might perpetuate. This requires collaboration between policymakers, developers, and ethicists to establish guidelines and regulations for responsible AI development.
So it's by ensuring that AI systems are designed with fairness and equity in mind, and that there are mechanisms in place to identify and mitigate any potential biases.
Exactly. And it's an ongoing process. We need to constantly evaluate and refine these systems as new data emerges and our understanding of AI evolves. It's about being vigilant and proactive in addressing any ethical concerns.
This has been a truly enlightening deep dive into the world of DPI and AI. We've explored their potential to empower communities, the importance of education and digital literacy, and the challenges we need to overcome. But before we wrap up, I want to bring it back to our listener. What are some key takeaways they can apply in their own advocacy efforts?
Here are a few thoughts. Start by understanding your community's unique needs and challenges. What are the key areas where DPI and AI could make a tangible difference? Talk to local residents, business owners, and community leaders to gather insights and identify opportunities. Build a coalition of the willing types. Connect with individuals and organizations that share your vision for leveraging technology to empower your community. This could include local government officials, educators, entrepreneurs, and tech enthusiasts. Share success stories and demonstrate the value of DPI and AI. Use real-world examples like India's ONDC to showcase how these technologies are already making a positive impact in other communities. This can help to build momentum and inspire action. Be a champion for digital literacy and AI education. Advocate for programs that equip people with the skills and knowledge they need to navigate the digital world and understand the implications of AI. This is crucial for ensuring that everyone can participate in and benefit from this technological revolution. Don't be afraid to challenge assumptions and think outside the box. The world of DPI and AI is constantly evolving. Be open to new ideas, experiment with different approaches, and never stop learning.
Those are fantastic takeaways. It's about being informed, being proactive, and being a catalyst for change in your community.
Exactly. And remember, even small steps can lead to significant progress. Every conversation you start, every connection you make, every action you take can contribute to creating a more equitable and thriving future for your community.
This has been an incredible exploration of how DPI and AI can be powerful tools for positive change. We've covered a lot of ground, but the journey doesn't end here. It's up to each of us to continue learning, exploring, and advocating for the responsible use of these technologies to build a better future for everyone. Until next time, keep diving deep.